fourth principle that we're going to breathe on now is something the Hawaiians call makia. And what it basically means is energy flows where attention goes. That's it, pure and simple. Energy flows where attention goes. Be focused. As we become more and more awake and aware of the fact that we are indeed wielding the power of creation through our thoughts and words and actions and our feeling states, the question of what we choose to focus on becomes extremely relevant. If we choose to focus on all the negativity that's erupting in the world, again using the cleansing analogy, many of us have done a lot of physical detoxification, it's like focusing on just the gunk that's coming out of you, and constantly focusing on just the gunk that's coming out of you, instead of focusing on the wonderful, amazing, vibrant, youthful, more alive, illuminated, radiant being that's driving all that gunk out of us. So the choice between focusing on the negativity in the world and everything good and wonderful that's occurring simultaneously as we get deeper and deeper and deeper into this extraordinary epoch that we're all sharing now in the human destiny and the great unfoldment of this incredible story, where it seems simultaneously heaven on earth and hell on earth are occurring together. And as conscious individuals becoming more and more aware, more awake, more and more capable of choosing what to think, when to think, how to feel, as we become more able to make those choices consciously, we become more capable of defining the reality that we wish to experience. And so this is a very wonderful thing. And makia, energy flows where attention goes, is a very important factor in the equation. Now as we're breathing here and practicing the 9 breaths after each of these segments of this audio file, we become aware of our ability and or our inability to focus. And we see and note very clearly that our attention will drift away from what we want it to be on. So for instance, this track, Makia, we're choosing to focus 9 consistent breaths, breathing all the way in and all the way out, only focused on the contemplation of Makia, only breathing the fact that energy flows where attention goes. Now during those breaths, as the attention wanders away, there is a choice to be made there and then. This choice is, well, how do I respond to this loss of concentration, this apparent loss of concentration and this wandering of focus? How do I respond to myself? Now what we have to understand is a couple of things. One is, it's perfectly natural to lose focus and then to refocus. This is a perfectly natural thing. All guidance systems in the world, everything from missiles to whatever else, they all are correcting, self-correcting all the time. They don't just go in a straight line from A to B. Their target is B, they leave at A, and the information feeds back along the way, so they're always self-correcting. And this is just the way our minds work. So he who is consciously awake and aware, and she who is in a deep understanding of how she functions, understands that it's very natural to lose this focus, or what appears to be this loss of focus, but it's a drifting away. And so we very gently, with compassion and infinite patience and tenderness, bring our focus back to where we choose it to be.